Gemara Brachas comments on one of the differences between the Aseres HaDibros as they appear here in Parshas Yisro and as they appear in Parshas Vaschanan. One of the most famous differences is Zachar Semashav Sakacha versus Shomer Semashav Sakacha. Kaya Dua, the Nusach that's familiar to us from this week's laning, from saying Kiddush Shabbos Shabbos morning, Zachar Semashav Sakacha. The Gemara understands in Brachas that to remember Shabbos means, at least includes, the idea of Kiddush. Ramban, maybe you've already seen, Ramban talks about what it means, Alpipshuto, keeping Shabbos in mind, talking about the days of the week in the context of Shabbos, naming the days of the week in relationship to Shabbos. Ramban indicates that when you said Shir Shalom this morning, that was a minute. But when you said the introductory Pasuk, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, that was Taka, a kiyum of a mitzvah d'oraisa. But the Gemara certainly indicates, even if, indeed, as Ramban says, Pshuto Shel Mikra is to keep Shabbos in mind all week long, but the Pasuk also includes the idea of Lahazkir, to mention Kedushas HaShabbos, and that is the mitzvah of Kiddush. And we know it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, Kiddush, because the Gemara Brachas tells us that women have a chiyuv d'oraisa to say Kiddush, despite the usual rule that women are paturas from mitzvah seishon zon grama, based on the sort of hekesh between Zachar and Shomer. Usually hekesh means you have two dinim and two concepts in the same pasuk. Here the Gemara says they appear in two different parts of Chumash, two different Chumashim, but B'dibur Achad Nemru, so that makes Ki'ilu they're Mukashim in one pasuk, so Zachar that appears in this week's Sedra and Shomer that appears in Vaschanan, they go hand in hand. So whoever is Chayiv in Shomer is Chayiv in Zachar. Shomer means to avoid Malacha. As Yeshna B'Shmira, women are equally obligated to avoid Malacha as men. So women are equally obligated to make Kiddush. There is a fascinating machlokas in Rishonim in Masecha Shabbos about this. It's an interesting machlokas Ladina, and it opens up perhaps also points to a larger idea that can help to drive one's growth 7 days a week. And that is that the Ran in the 16th parak of Masecha Shabbos, Parak al-Kisveh covers a wide array of topics, including the dinim of Suda Shabbos. So the Ran raises the issue, I think it's Daf Mem Dal, maybe Vidal Perith. The Ran raises the issue, he wants to know, are women chayiv in Suda Shabbos? It's not that they're going to have a Friday night Suda and a Shabbos morning Suda because they're hungry. The issue of time is on Shabbos and you want to eat. But the question is Shal Shudas, during the summertime, the male you want to eat anyways, but during the wintertime, so a Jew is mechayiv to Chachamim and Barosha, says Shulchan Aruch, make sure you leave some room Shabbos morning so you'll be able to eat Shal Shudas. Is a woman mechuyev to push herself, to organize herself to eat Shal Shudas, mitzvah seishah zman grama, nashim paturis. So the Ran has a machlokas with Rabbeinu Tam, not about the answer, but about the reason why. The Tam and the Ran both agree that women are chayevas in Shal Shudas, but the question is how you get there. The Tam has what the Ran sees as a very complicated answer. The Tam says, well, Suda Shabbos has to do with the months. You know, Afin Hayba Osanes. Women also lived off the month, the midbar. So male they're going to be mechuyev. And the Ran says, why do you have to get so complicated? It's very pashut. Zachar v'shomer v'dibur echad nemru. All the mitzvahs say of Shabbos apply equally to men and women. So what's taka the machlokas? So the Ran seems to have understood that Zachar v'shomer v'dibur echad nemru. Nothing special like Kiddush. It's not that Kiddush is related to Malacha. What it means is that Kedusha Shabbos is a package deal. There's no such thing as half Shabbos. Not just in the colloquial sense. You can't be half in Kedusha Shabbos. It can't be you have a Jew who can't do Malacha but isn't down by other mitzvahs. Kedusha Shabbos is a package deal, and that's the yisod of the Gzeres HaKasev of Zachar v'Shomer v'Dibur Echad Nemru. So Ran says it's not about Kiddush. All the mitzvahs say of Shabbos. All the mitzvahs say of Shabbos. You're in, you're out. So women are in for it's a malacha. They're in for everything, including kiddush, including pseudo Shabbos, presumably including tchumen also, and so on and so forth. Kedusha Shabbos is a package deal. Very mistaber. So the question is, Rabbi Tam clearly disagreed. Rabbi Tam, who didn't say this, who gave some other explanation, Afin Ha'Be'osaneis, clearly understood that Zachar v'Shomer v'Dibur Echad Nemru is not about Kedusha Shabbos being a package deal. Some, instead, apparently, Rabbeinu Tam understood, there's some specific connection. It's specifically Kiddush is related to Malacha. Anything else is going to be a different cheshbon. So what does that mean? Why would Kiddush specifically be connected to Malacha more than any other of the aspects of Shabbos like Suda Shabbos. The Shechter is fond of quoting the Rav's approach. We don't have time to bring all the nafkaminas, but we'll talk about it as it relates to this. Rav Shechter applies it also to Machlokas Rishonim Pesachim about Tosefta Shabbos, but not beyond the scope now. The Rav suggested the following. The Rav suggested the Pshat Ve'Atam might lie in a Rambam, the 24th parak of Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam, after he goes through all the Malachas Daraisa, then he goes through all the Drabbanos of the Malachas, and he starts talking some other dinim like Muktzah. He talks about Muktzah for a couple of prakim, and he says, I think it's the end of parak of Dala. He says, but Taka, what's Muktzah all about? Well, why do I, and Muktzah and the Isser Tiltel of Klisha Machtel Isser, says, well, why would Chazal forbid Tiltel? So he gives three explanations. And one of them is the following. One of them, he says, imagine a fellow who's retired, a man of leisure, and he doesn't do any malacha any day of the week. So it's certainly true that come Shabbos, he's not going to do malacha. He didn't do malacha on Friday. He's not going to do malacha on Sunday. He's not going to do malacha on Tuesday. So you could have imagined that's gevaldik. Gzeira chola to Shabbos. He never does malacha. Very firm. So the Rambam says that would be terrible. Why would that be terrible? Because avadi is going to be shovis mi malacha. But the Rambam says it's not a shvisa hanikeres. It's not an evident shvisa. Mimela, he's not doing malacha. But I can't tell that he's not doing malacha because of Shabbos. He's just the man of leisure. So the Rambam says, so Chazal said that we want to avoid that problem. So said no matter how leisurely or lazy or as the case may be or inactive the person is, everyone moves things. And anyone who's not, who Baruch Hashem has use of his hands and feet, moves items. It's such a basic human function, human behavior. So Chazal said we're gonna create limitations. We're gonna change the way people move things, handle items on Shabbos, so that way even the man of greatest leisure will be behaving differently on Shabbos than during the week. And Memela makes the rest of his shvisa into shvisa and he cares. That's the Rambam's understanding of Muktzah. So the Rav suggested, I mean, Atam would say, you know what's the best shvisa and he cares of all? What's the best way to communicate, to make evident what it is that you do, that this is purposeful? Communicate. Talk about it. So the Rav said, now the Rambam gave us this idea that it's not enough to have a shvisa, it has to be a shvisa nikaras. That's kiddush. And the Rambam Tam understood, where does that come from? That's this week's parsha. That's Zachar v'Shar v'Direach HaNemru. The Yisod of Gzeiras HaKasuv is that there is a, again, not like the Ran that the Gzeiras HaKasuv is saying there's a package deal, that Kedusha Shabbos is a unitary whole. No. It, Kiddush specifically is connected to Malacha. Why? Because Kiddush, Suda Shabbos is a mitzvah. Separate, independent. But Kiddush is not just an independent mitzvah. Kiddush is an enhancer of the Isra Malacha. Because the Kiddush is transforms your Isra Malacha into your Shvisa, into Shvisa and Karis. That's why Dafka Kiddush, Zachar v'Shar v'Dibrach HaNemru, Dafka Mishi Yeshna v'Shini Yeshna v'Zchira, whoever's Chayiv in Malacha has to be Chayiv in Kiddush, because Kiddush is an enhancer. It's a chelik of the, it's a positive chelik of the Easter Malacha. So that's an approach to thinking about Hilchos Shabbos. It's also maybe this Kiddush of the Rambam, which the Ravs understood through the eyes of Reino Tam, to be the Kavanah of Chazal and darshing this Hekesh. So this is, as I was saying before, this is not only an idea in Shabbos, but it gives us a perhaps a larger perspective in terms of tools in instruction and growth in Avodas Hashem. Because when you think about what Zachar v'Shomer means, according to Rabbeinu Tam, so what it means is two things. It means it's not enough to go through the masim, but there has to be his bonus. It can't just be that it happens to be that I'm keeping Shabbos. There has to be his bonus. And specifically, if you take not only the way the Rambam says it, but the way the Rav understands the way Tom is saying it, it's not enough that it's his bonus b'machshava. His bonus is b'machshava, but his bonus has to be expressed. I have to articulate it. That's the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush, to engage in the kedusha of Shabbos in a thoughtful, self aware way, in a contemplative way. For those who are for those who are thinking about Mesiyas Yesharim terms, that's the first step, Zahiris, to be engaging Kedusha Shabbos thoughtfully and to give expression to it. It's not enough that it stays in my mind. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush. It's a mitzvah of Amira. It requires Bepeh. So that's true when you engage Kedusha Shabbos, and that's presumably going to be true when you engage other Kedushas as well. When you engage the Kedusha of Limanat Torah, and when you engage Bechlal in trying to move your Avos Hashem forward, it's not enough to just be doing the right things. It has to be, as Masir Sarm says, it has to be done bezeiros. It has to be a thoughtfulness, and there has to be a sense of planning and a sense of a careful, rational decision-making. And it has to be expressed and structured. And to set yourself up for success is not just to jump in willy-nilly into whatever the next shlav is, but to really think about how to structure things, how to express things to yourself, and how to structure things for real growth.